Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Great Britain. Last week, Liz Truss announced after just 44 days in office, she would be stepping down as Prime Minister so she could move on to becoming that person who everyone recognizes, but they can't quite remember from where. Like, did we go to high school? Oh, you were the Prime Minister! Oh, so sorry about that. Anyway, can I have two large popcorns, please? And anyway, Liz Truss is gone. And it looks like the UK's got a brand new man.
We begin in the United Kingdom, which is about to get its third prime minister in less than 2 months. Just a short time ago, the ruling Conservative Party announced that former finance minister Rishi Sunak won the race to become party leader and prime minister.
Rishi Sunak will become this country's first ever prime minister of color, first ever Asian prime minister, and first ever Hindu prime minister.
Rishi Sunak, not only the first person of color to walk through 10 Downing, also the youngest prime minister here in about two centuries. It's really a historic day.
A former investment banker, he and his wife are reported to be among the country's richest people.
It is the greatest privilege of my life to be able to serve the party I love and give back to the country I owe so much to.
Yeah, that's right. The UK's new prime minister is former finance minister Rishi Sunak. And he's Indian, he's Hindu, and he's only 42 years old, which means he will probably serve well into his 42 and a halves, easily. And let's not forget another important first. He's also the first prime minister who's an absolute snack. Yeah. Oh, look at you, Rishi. And before you're thinking, oh, is he? Don't forget who came before. Don't forget. We're moving on up. Of course, not everyone in the UK is happy about Rishi Sunak taking the top spot and making history. And it's not because of his policies or because of his personality. No, there are some people who have a problem with something else, as this caller to a British radio show so eloquently explained.
Is the real problem here, Jerry, that Rishi Sunak is a brown man and you don't trust him at the top of this country?
Well, could you imagine him going to the Scottish Nationalists and being the Prime Minister of the Scottish Nationalists? Could you imagine me becoming the Prime Minister of Pakistan or Saudi Arabia? No, these things matter. I'm sorry you don't like it, but this is predominantly, we're talking about England, right? 85% of the English people, yes, are white English people, and they want to see a Prime Minister that reflects them.
Yeah, this guy has a good point. Can you imagine if white English people wanted to rule countries where no one looked like them? Well, that would never happen. Can you imagine that world? What would that world be like? Now, you know what's so funny to me? It's funny how racists always say, oh, colonization was fine, it was business, until they feel like they're being colonized. Then all of a sudden it's like, something needs to be done. You're not even being colonized. The guy is British. What's wrong with you? You know, and if you ask me, British racists are looking at this whole thing all wrong. This could be a good thing for you people. After 400 years, you'll finally get to legitimately blame a brown person for your country's problems. You're living your dreams. Wake up. I mean, there's a part of me that feels a little bad for England's racists. No, because remember, they voted for Brexit specifically to keep Britain white. And that vote started a 7-year chain of dominoes that has now led directly to an Indian prime minister. They're probably like, oh, this is certainly a rich irony at my expense, isn't it? Yeah. And here's the thing. Keep in mind, this caller even says that he is Tory. So this is the same party as Rishi Sunak, right? Which means they probably agree on all the same policies. He just doesn't like that he's not white, which I don't understand. I truly don't understand. What are you scared of? Huh? What is this caller scared of? Does he think Sunak is going to walk up to the podium on his first day in office and be like, it is the greatest privilege of my life to be able to give back to the country I owe so much to. And to show my gratitude, I just want to say, I'm selling the entire country to India. That's like, revenge time, you bastards. This was the plan the whole time. Happy Diwali, mother bitches. It's not going to happen, you racist.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats. Even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
The midterm elections, you know, that all-important day in November where you vote for a senator or a congressman and then a bunch of positions you're not even really sure are real. But this November, there's one governor's race that could change things, not just for their state, but for everyone. And I'm talking about Arizona. It's the state for people who like Texas but wish it had more scorpions and old people. Right now, in Arizona, Republican Carrie Lake is in a neck-and-neck race against Democrat Katie Hobbs. And if Lake wins, it could change the course of American democracy itself. So, let's get to know her better in our latest installment of Fringe Watching. Meet Carrie Lake, candidate for Arizona governor and boss who's gonna send you back to Starbucks until you learn the difference between a flat white and a latte, you moron! Of all the newcomers to MAGA politics, Carrie Lake is making the biggest waves. She defeated a mainstream Republican in the primaries. She's endorsed by Donald Trump himself, right? And she insists on saying Merry Christmas even in July. And every time she opens her mouth, every single time she speaks, you can see why the Trump crowd loves her.
As governor, I will issue a declaration of invasion, finish President Trump's wall, blow up the cartel's drug tunnels and surveillance drones, and deploy the Arizona National Guard to stop illegals from entering.
Between anti-American history that's being taught, inappropriate sex education, and the racist critical race theory, or as I like to refer to it all, woke curriculum, it is teaching our children hatred. It's time to take a sledgehammer to the mainstream media's lies and propaganda.
During Pride Month, Lake tweeted, They kicked God out of schools and welcomed the drag queens. They took down our flag and replaced it with the rainbow.
Katie Hobbs thinks there are 47 different genders. Why don't you go out and try to milk a bull and tell me how that goes?
GOP strategists say she's taking Trump's message and morphing it into her own.
You can call me Trump in a dress any day.
No! No! Why did she say that? Now I'm picturing a Trump in a dress. I didn't want that image in my head. I can see it now. The balls are just dangling in the breeze. They look like two tiny mandarins. And each one has a comb over. Why did she say that? Why? But yeah, as you can see, Carrie Lake is full-on MAGA-rific. She hates illegal immigrants, drag queens, and the mainstream media. I mean, did you see how she just smashed the shit out of those TVs? Which, for some reason, are all from 30 years ago. No, really, why are those TVs so old? What, is her whole campaign just an excuse to clean out her garage? Big government is just like this lawnmower that I no longer need. Yeah! Also, for the record, if you disagree with what you see on one channel, you don't have to sledgehammer the whole TV. You can just change the channel to something different. We have that technology now. It's the future. Now, if you've only been following her for this election, you might think she's your standard right-wing Republican. You know, MAGA this, hang Mike Pence that, normal stuff. But what makes Carrie Lake's story fascinating is not who she is, but who she used to be.
Carrie Lake used to be known in Arizona as a charismatic newscaster.
He's a lion, hear him roar.
A staple on Phoenix TVs for more than two decades.
Just over a decade ago, she was an Obama donor. Her friends described her as liberal, and yet you saw her shift slowly and gradual over the last decade.
In 2015, several of her friends say she found Trump to be funny and defended his crassness. She began spreading internet conspiracy theories.
You can take the hydroxychloroquine as a preventative.
Although Lake has criticized drag queens, she was friends with a popular local drag queen for 20 years and often went to his drag shows.
Yeah, believe it or not, Carrie Lake went from being a popular local newscaster to hating the media. She was personal friends with a drag queen, and now she says that they're a danger to children. Plus, she was a donor to Barack Obama's campaign, a donor. And now she rolls with a guy who thinks Obama isn't even American. Like, I've heard of people being open to change, but this is almost not the same person. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if we found out that the real Carrie Lake is locked up in a basement somewhere while this MAGA alien pretends to be her. Because this is a bigger transformation than the drag queens that she suddenly hates. Which, by the way, is particularly shitty. It's already horrible to turn on any friend, but betraying the one who taught you how to get your contouring on point, that is unforgivable. And you know, over the past few years, this seems to have happened to a lot of people. Like everywhere. Everyone has a story about this. They used to be normal, living a chilled life. But then they clicked on the wrong Facebook post. Or they got sucked in by a few YouTube videos, and the next thing you know, they believe the Care Bears are actually a democratic sex cult that's gonna penetrate your children with rainbows. And while she sounds just like Trump on most issues, there's one thing Carrie Lake has in common with Trump that is especially dangerous. And I'm not talking about a friendship bracelet with Kim Jong-un. No, no, no. I'm talking about her refusal to take an election L.
Anybody who was involved in that corrupt, shady, shoddy election of 2020. Lock them up. No more stolen elections. We have this illegitimate President Biden. We will no longer accept rigged elections. Who's with me on that?
You've said that you think Trump won Arizona in 2020. Do you still believe that?
I believe Biden is the president just like OJ is innocent. The system is corrupt.
In Arizona, the Republican candidate for governor is refusing to say whether she'll accept the results of the upcoming election if she loses.
Will you accept the results of your election in November?
I'm going to win the election and I will accept that result.
If you lose, will you accept that?
I'm going to win the election and I will accept that result.
I'm going to win the election and I will accept that result. I'm going to win the election and I will accept that result. You realize, thanks to Trump, every Republican running for office now is just like a whiny little kid who refuses to lose a board game, right? They used to be like, we are the party of personal responsibility. And it's like, well, it looks like you lost the election. Do you take responsibility for that? It's not my fault. It was stolen. I'm the governor. I am. Why? Why? And by the way, it's ridiculous to compare Trump's election loss to OJ's murders, right? I mean, for one thing, OJ had a much better legal team. And also, that was the system doing its thing. But maybe you think Carrie Lake's election denials don't concern you. You know? Maybe you're thinking, hey, I don't live in Arizona, Trevor. The only issue that affects me there is whether their iced tea stays at 99 cents. But you'd be wrong. Because you see, Arizona isn't just where your aunt gets all her turquoise jewelry. No, it's also a key swing state that helped push Joe Biden over the top in 2020. And if Carrie Lake becomes governor, she could have the final say over who wins it in 2024. And it doesn't sound like she's gonna be shy about getting the result that she wants.
In the last 24 hours, you said the 2020 election was stolen. Would you have certified Arizona's results?
Hell no.
In 2024, would you be willing to put the country into position potentially of a constitutional crisis by not certifying Arizona's results?
In 2024?
If you were governor, that would come down to you.
Let me ask you, Vaughn. Would you certify a crooked, corrupt election? Would you certify a crooked, corrupt election? Just to make peace. Yes? No? That's not how I operate.
Oof. You know things aren't looking good when the future of your democracy is being decided in a Home Depot parking lot. But just think about it. Think about what Carrie Lake is saying. She's saying that if the election in 2024 is stolen for Biden, the same way the last election was stolen for Biden, then she's not going to approve the results. And that would be chaos. That could throw America into a constitutional crisis like it's never seen before. Who knows? Maybe even another civil war, which is bullshit. Think about it. Some local newscaster gets way into Trump fan fiction, and now I've got to grow out mutton chops? Huh? I mean, can I pull it off? Yeah, but it's gotta be for the right reasons. And I know you might be saying, oh, relax, Trump tried to do a coup last time and it didn't work. Yeah, the only reason it didn't work is because there were various Republicans in key positions who didn't go along with it. But if those people get replaced by people like Carrie Lake, it's a whole different story because you see, you don't need to storm the Capitol when your friends have the keys.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
The midterms. You know, that time of the year when your baby is at the highest risk of being kissed by Ted Cruz. There was a major debate last night that could change everything. And we'll tell you all about it in our ongoing coverage of Votedemic 2022. The big question leading up to Election Day right now is, who will control the Senate when the dust settles? And with so many close races around the country, it could still go either way. But a pivotal moment may have occurred last night at a debate in Pennsylvania. On one side of this neck-and-neck race, you have Democrat John Fetterman, Lieutenant Governor and bouncer on the sets of Jerry Springer. And on the Republican side, you have Dr. Oz, not to be confused with the Wizard of Oz, who also lived in a mansion that wasn't in Pennsylvania. Now, after securing the Republican nomination, Dr. Oz has been trying to distance himself from the MAGA side of the force and reposition himself as a bipartisan voice of reason to try and scoop up all the centrist voters on Election Day. You know, he's basically doing that TikTok thing where you flip your hair down, and then when you come up, you act like you suddenly didn't want to hang Mike Pence. You know that thing? But here's the thing. Being pro-Trump and pro-reasonable is a lot harder than people think, which was apparent when Dr. Oz had to explain his position on abortion.
Should abortion be banned in America? 60 seconds.
There should not be involvement from the federal government in how states decide their abortion decisions. As a physician, I've been in the room when there's some difficult conversations happening. I don't want the federal government involved with that at all. I want women, doctors, local political leaders, letting the democracy that's always allowed our nation to thrive to put the best ideas forward so states can decide for themselves.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dr. Oz said abortion rights should be decided by women and their doctors and local political leaders. Which was pretty slick, right? I like how he did it, because he started that sentence like he was on the side of women. And then he snuck in the politicians at the end, like a teenager buying condoms at a gas station. He was like, oh, let me get those Cheetos and the root beer, and can I get the Trojan condom, please? I'm gonna get this at the back. Let's be honest, if you're pro-choice, what Dr. Oz is suggesting is bullshit, right? I think we can all agree. There is only one politician who should have a say in your abortion, and that's Herschel Walker, because it's his. It's probably his. Ladies, check. They're all his. Now, unfortunately, the Democrats couldn't exactly take a victory lap after Dr. Oz's performance at the debate, because it was their own guy who was getting most of the attention.
Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman started off the hour-long debate assuring voters he's still capable of doing the job of senator 5 months after having a stroke.
Let's also talk about the elephant in the room. I had a stroke. He's never let me forget that. I might miss some words during this debate, mush two words together, but it knocked me down, but I'm going to keep coming back up.
Fetterman's use of a closed captioning device during the debate, where he read questions in real time on a screen above the moderators, sparked debate on social media, with some observers seeing a strong performance amid recovery, while others cast him as unsteady.
Fetterman especially lost his footing on the subject of fracking when questioned about a 2018 interview where he said he would never support the industry versus his current position supporting fracking.
I do support fracking, and I support fracking, and I stand, and I do support fracking.
You know what's interesting to see is how people have reacted to this clip. You know, because on the one hand, obviously, that was a part of the debate that tripped him up, because he has had a shaky record on whether he's for or against the fracking. But also, beyond that, people were wondering about the stroke. And it was interesting to see. If people support him, they're seeing a guy who's overcoming a temporary disability. But then the people who are against him see a guy who's not mentally fit to be senator. And I guess because of polarization, it's like that with everything these days. Now everyone's seeing the world from two different sides. Like, if you're a diehard Christmas lover, you hate the Grinch. But if you don't like Christmas, then yeah, he's extremely f***able and you'd smash. Everything is subjective. Everything. Look at that mouth. And I personally feel bad for John Fetterman, though, because he had a stroke, and on top of that, after the debate, Dr. Oz tried to sell him a supplement that would cure him for $59.99. You know, if you ask me, I don't know why Fetterman ever admitted to having a stroke. This is American politics. You know, he could have just done whatever he wanted, right? He's running for the Senate of Pennsylvania. He could have just showed up to the debate and be like, sorry for my words, everyone, I'm drunk off my ass. The entire state would have been like, hell yeah, man, savior, go Phillies, yeah! I love this guy, woo! But the truth is, Fetterman's limitations right now are just something voters will have to consider when they make their choice. Like, maybe they don't care whether Fetterman is capable of debating. Maybe voters prefer his policies. Or maybe they just want a senator who can block the door the next time it's getting stormed by rioters. That could be very useful. It's all up to them. While China is spreading around the world in secret, there's an even bigger superpower who just announced her plan to dominate the globe.
Fans of superstar singer Rihanna have been clamoring for new music from her for years, and now it appears their wait is almost over.
Rihanna shared a 15-second teaser on Twitter of her new single titled Lift Me Up. It's for the upcoming Black Panther movie, Wakanda Forever. This marks Rihanna's first single as a lead artist in 6 long years for her fans.
Oh, yeah! Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Rihanna's releasing new music. And on top of that, her song is going to be part of the new Black Panther movie. Are you kidding me? Oh, man, that's going to be so great. I mean, it's going to be great for us. It won't be great for the Wakandans, because it's going to be hard to concentrate on fighting the bad guys when a Rihanna song starts playing. You know, it's going to be like, it's time to defend our home. Oh, oh, Shuri, are you hearing this right now, huh? Are you hearing this? Could you understand how big this is? Rihanna plus Black Panther. What? I haven't experienced this much black joy since that time Obama featured on that Cardi B track. Oh, man. Man, it was just like a whap, whap, whap. That's right. I'll tell you what makes my pussy wet. Voting. Vote. Everybody vote. A whap, whap, whap. I will say, you gotta admit, Rihanna's keeping us thirsty, huh? We've been all begging. We've been begging for an album for 6 years, and now she's like, okay, I'll give you one song. And we're like, thank you, Rihanna. Thank you, just one song. Before we go, I wanted to remind you that peaceful protesters in Iran are risking their lives to be heard right now. The Center for Human Rights in Iran is helping to bring their voices to the international stage, and it provides legal aid for political prisoners and victims of violence. So, if you want to help them in this work, then please follow the link below.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.